Welcome back. It's been a long time.
It's been a while.
I missed you guys. I miss us. I miss us.
Okay.
It's only been like a couple weeks.
That's a little intense. Y'all were
close enough to just reach out and touch.
Should we all just move in?
Yeah.
Matt, we can sell your house. We can all just move in with him on. Dibs on the bunk beds. Top bunk.
Oh, I want to read a comment up top. It's from It's a Roy. I hope I'm saying that right. It's a Roy. They said, I'm so glad you guys are still going. When I listen, I remember the times I used to run games for my friend. And I responded by saying, you know, sorry about ghosting. It's just life and shit is getting in our way. And there's just a lot of stuff going on right now. I've been extremely busy.
Yeah, the world keeps on whirling.
Yeah, they respond, we live, so life, in some form, is always going to get in the way. I'm just glad you guys are well enough and are still appearing to have fun. I'll listen to you guys play just about any game. Not Aww. Just entertaining, but fun to hear.
That's real nice.
Very sweet. Yeah. Thanks, Roy.
Very
Extremely
sweet.
Extremely sweet. And that's why I want to be at this table.
Oh, yeah.
For Roy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah.
New battle cry. For Roy.
I mean, yeah, for all the Roys out there.
Yeah. I think there's a little Roy in all of us.
I'm a Roy too. I'm being a Roy is why I thought, hey, maybe we could do this for other Roys.
Thanks.
It gives that little push. That little push that I know I need. We all need it. We all need it sometimes. Because the world do be worlding, and it's nice to be back in this one at the table with my bros.
I like to be at this table because it's the only time I get to see sunlight.
with the windows closed and everything.
There's still a little window way up there with the bars.
True. Yeah. I got to shut that out. Like,
oh, I need to cover that.
One more day.
I've been meaning to get to that.
Don't want Lord Orlok getting in at night. that's a Nosferatu thing for all you. I'm dating this. This is coming out. This should be coming out when Nosferatu comes out, right?
I don't know what that is. I'm sorry.
That's good. I just want to cause problems for anybody that had any question when we record these things.
Really obscure the timeline there.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I foresee a bunch of memes about bouncing on it.
And bounce on that Orlok. That's what I've been hearing.
I'm lost.
That's okay. Don't worry about it. We're just talking crazy style.
Okay.
Crazy style.
Yeah, because I didn't understand where Cody was going with that, so I just said bounce on it, Orlok style, if that's what I said. I hardly ever remember what I say, Imad.
That's okay.
When you show me stuff from the podcast, and I'm like, oh, that's kind of funny, or, ooh, I shouldn't have said that.
It does feel good listening back and laughing at all of our jokes and being like, man, I know I laughed at it at the time, but I didn't appreciate how funny that was until now.
Oh, yeah.
Good job, us.
Yeah. Wow. I need to go back in time and suck myself off.
Good Lord. That's what he would use his on. What would you use yours on, Imad? Your ability to go back in time.
Oh, I change a lot. But if I did change a lot, I wouldn't be where I'm sitting right now.
Yeah, so, see, that's quitter talk. Just go back and suck yourself off like I would.
All right.
That's the safe thing.
Confuse yourself from the future.
Do you want to ruin your present sense, or do you just want to have more confidence?
Confidence in your ability to get the job done.
Confidence to know that there's at least one person out there who knows how to take care of you.
Oh, yeah.
I found myself from the future. Sucked me off.
Boy, I'm really going to appreciate this, I think, to myself.
I say to myself.
I wish I didn't know I was good at sucking dick.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, we're back. I know you missed us.
Sorry, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Moms.
My mom doesn't listen.
Busy living her own life now.
I can say whatever the fuck I want.
So sorry.
Well, now I feel guilty. And it's gone. Hey, we're in the bottom of a big pit. Last time we were playing, you guys did a little spelunking, little cave diving, went down a lift, Casual. Monet, you elegantly and masterfully leapt across a wide gap, going over a giant mystery bath of murky black liquid before landing safely on the stone on the opposite side of the room. This massive, like, 45-foot in circumference room. Rootmore was inspired by your immaculate grace going through the air and tried to follow suit, forgetting that he's donned in heavy armor.
I remember it differently.
That's good. That's good. I also would block out my trauma. As you plummeted another 20 feet or so, I believe, down into the murky depths, sinking to the bottom like a beautiful sausage cooking rock, before you heard this, like, hissing, screaming, bubbling sound. Quickly made your way to the other side of the pool, reaching the wall and beginning to climb just in time for strange creatures to begin attacking you in the darkness. Scarab, hearing the commotion coming from below, approaches the edge, readying his weapon, and a battle ensues as you fight for your life not to drown. Monet pulls you out of the water just in time for you to fight the creatures as Scarab fires bravely from above, trying to pick off the enemies, before in a moment of desperation, chasing after Tricky, who, like a boss, charges off the edge and dives into the murky black below.
Big boy.
I cannot believe!
You make short work of these grotesque, writhing, squirming masses that just kind of let off this, like, sickly smell of decay that kind of sticks out more so than the otherwise, like, fetid, wet, dank smell that's going on in this chamber. Most notably about them, it smells sickening and gross, but there's this, like, aroma of savory, like, sweet deliciousness kind of undertone to this horrible stench.
Like I was telling you earlier, that's the nastiest thing I've ever heard. Something gross, but it also kind of smells good.
Yeah, like a perfectly cooked filet mignon sitting on top of a full dumpster.
That, like, makes me think about when we used to work at the restaurant and I used to take out the trash, and sometimes all of the beer and beans smelled kind of like sourdough bread.
Yeah.
Burger King
in general?
Burger King and McDonald's drive-thru. Well, more Burger King. Because it smelled like the bottom of a dumpster, but it's like, but the patty is in there. Patty's in there.
Yeah.
Older getting me.
Hey, my Burger King kicks ass. Fresh food every single time.
Well, you remember that town that we used to live in, and they had a Burger King, and it was my first job, and whenever you drove by it, it smelled like vomit. It smelled so disgusting from the road, and I know people from that small town that I used to live in would agree.
It's the secret sauce, man. You know, they gotta put more mayonnaise out in the sun.
You gotta ferment it.
That mayonnaise too white needs to be yellow.
Yeah, it's gross. I don't know what I was going to say about it. It's just gross.
Ew.
And so you guys, you make short work of these things, and you reduce them to a bubbling, quivering mass of goo that begins to dissolve on the stonework. And now you find yourself standing in a hallway, a sort of narrow hallway, about 15 feet across, and it goes probably another 40 feet or so deep to the south. And as you look down this hallway, you can see it kind of opens up to a wider room, almost like a funnel where you're in the spout. And at the far end, you can just barely make out in the darkness with each of your dark vision, because you're all so well prepared, a set of massive wooden doors. On either side, there's sort of like a stone outcropping, almost like a partition. And to the right of the one on the southwest side, you see a massive stand of gears, and the same on the southwest side, or southeast, opposite, whatever I just said. On either side of this door is two massive columns of gears, and you can hear, from here, a series of slow hisses followed by a squealing, almost like grating grind before a loud tick, as the gears slowly turn in place, letting off puffs of steam, just little, like,
steampunk.
He's standing outside of a giant clock? What the hell?
Strange.
Rootmore's going to take 20 minutes to get his stamina back and do a medicine treat wounds on himself.
Rootmore!
I suppose Rootmore! That I will also...
Stop it, I'm busy.
Take 10.
Do you have any Neosporin?
And he puts his... Scarab puts his hand on Tricky.
Yes!
Who's a bit injured.
I do.
Neo!
Okay, this one's for Tricky.
Sporin! Help my friend.
28, so that's a crit. 4d8.
Ooh! What are we looking at here? 16 down.
Pretty good odds.
20 HP.
There you go.
Beautiful. Fully healed, my boy. Well,
Scarab, while he's taking care of himself and Monet's taking care of herself and he's also looking after Tricky, what is Scarab doing in this 20 minutes or so?
He's going to make sure, because it has been a while, going to make sure that his pistol crystal is fully loaded. And he wants to look about the walls. He's a bit fatigued. He's tired because of whatever happened last time. Sorry, listeners. It's been a minute.
Went swimming and fought a bunch of fleshy, kind of smell good, tasty monsters.
That's what it was. I think he went for a shot, and he critically hurt himself.
Yeah.
In a way, making him tired. Something like that. But he wants to look about these walls. Are there any writings?
Like the walls of the hallway you're in, or the walls from the chamber behind you?
From the chamber, from the hallway into the chamber, is there any markings denoting what this room might be?
No. The walls are actually, they are carved. So it's not the same rough-hewn stone as in the round chamber behind you. These seem very deliberate and smooth. They've been given a dwarven hand.
Okay,
there are no runes or writings or depictions, however.
But, and I would think he would, I could make some rolls, but he would be able to know that this is dwarven.
Yes. Yeah, there is
Does it seem connected to the bit of, up top, or was this, like, just found through this giant pit?
Give me a crafting check.
Oh my goodness, I don't have my die out.
Oh my god.
Oh, fuck, what?
Son of a... Ooh, ooh, ooh.
See you guys in 6 months.
Monet, do you need a Band-Aid?
Oh no, I'm okay.
Okay.
I just need you to take a breather.
It's been 30 minutes.
Okay, that's fine. That gives Scarab plenty of time to be looking around at whatever while y'all are doing that.
What I'm looking at is... It's been a minute. It's been a while. I don't remember when... Like, what day my mom got us... these new dye, but I just saw my new purple dye with the dragon eyes in them.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh wow, I haven't rolled these yet.
Yeah, I'm get to use my flower dice.
I'm gonna hold off for a second. All right, crafting check. Hey, like old times, right? Right out the bowl.
Back in the saddle again.
Throw it on the ground.
Thank you, Felicia.
Happy birthday to the ground.
Natural 20 for the first roll of the day.
Beautiful.
Okay. Yes, finally.
So, Scarab, you kind of like walk along these walls, tracing a scaled hand along the stone, and it is not only like remarkably smooth, but it's seemingly polished. And the amount of care to detail to either buff down or fill in any imperfections in the stone is a clear sign of dwarven handiwork. On top of that, there is kind of a molding towards the top that juts out in a fashion that is typical of dwarven craftsmanship. Though the ceilings here are far taller than they ordinarily would be outside of a luxurious hall.
Mm-hmm.
The ceilings here are probably about 20 feet for this hallway, and you can see even at the end that it seemingly opens up even higher.
Yeah, see, we alluded to it in a backstory, but he's definitely been in some ancient dwarven ruins with some very high ceilings, so he's probably getting a bit of home from this.
Yeah, and as you're ruminating and kind of thinking back to the things you've seen, you trace it back towards the pit that you splashed into, and you note that while... From the outside looking in, it looked like the walls were like rough-hewn stone. you can actually clearly see that the polished stone continues, that at one point this chamber must have been some sort of grand stairwell down that itself had polished stone, which means that whatever is on the walls in here now is not stone, but some kind of residue or growth or mass.
Okay, nerdy, slightly nerdy one on this. Scarab wants to know if this is older than the dwarven make above.
Okay. I'll roll over, and I'm gonna say this. This looks to be. It's hard to tell just by glance, right? Because preservation is different depending on area, and there is some lichen and mold that has started to grow due to the moisture nearby. However, on the parts you are able to glean a little further into the chamber, it looks remarkably similar to the stonework in the first room on the floor above you. I think I'm forgetting where we are.
Right, because
on the first floor down, where you saw the destroyed statue at the very beginning of your jaunt underneath, is the room that this looks similar to. So you would imagine this is about the same age.
This is some real old dwarven work!
Go ahead and give me a perception check while you're over there.
Find that hiding enemy hanging on the ceiling.
That's going to be a 22.
22, okay.
24 if it's an enemy.
From where you are on the edge of the water, looking out at the walls and everything, you can tell a little bit better now that your eyes have adjusted, and with the light coming down from above, you can see the glistening of that like substance that's on the wall. It kind of looks... a bit like maybe old grease or something like that. Some other kind of like bio residue left behind. But while you're kind of looking and reminiscing, you also notice maybe about no more than a foot below the water's surface, just enough for you to be able to make it out. There seems to be something bobbing in the water, maybe about 10 feet away from you.
Is this like... remember that sacrificial room we found? Are they just throwing all the bodies into this pool of water? That's what I think.
If, I mean...
Scarab, what is that?
Yeah, Scarab will look closer.
You gonna swim out and get it, or are you gonna just try to perceive harder? I'll let you roll another perception check if you really want to try to hone in on it to see what it is beforehand.
Can Scarab can he hunt prey on this object?
What's your modifier?
Perception 12.
DC 20 to be able to see what it is from where you are.
Remark and assist. What are you looking at, Scarab?
No, that's not what it is. It's this.
plus 2.
Natural 1.
Can't quite make it out from here. It's just too dark.
Did you poo-poo in your pants?
Oh, I pressed the wrong one.
You failed your perception!
There you go, saved it.
That made me feel so bad, man.
Scarab's gonna take off whatever... I'm trying to remember. Is this water, like, poisoned at this point?
No, you don't think so. Rootmore didn't suffer any poison or disease.
It's just yucky.
Yeah, Rootmore's currently washing his face in it right now.
Yeah, Scarab's gonna... just oil and... Scarab's going to take off any rag he might have on and jump in with the levers to see what's going on.
Okay, yeah. You
cautiously, with his gun out pointed at the object.
You hop into the water. You hop into the water and immediately you can feel your scales go cold. The water is very cold from where it is, and on top of that, you being cold-blooded, it almost immediately overwhelms you. But you kind of splash your way forward to whatever this thing is, honing your gun in on it until you come up to it and you actually, like... bump the muzzle of your gun against it, and it just harmlessly bobs away from it. It seems to be...
Fires.
No. Right, don't
roll,
do it.
Roll for damage.
No, don't do it.
It seems to be a kind of like a pouch of some kind.
Snatch that up. Drop the. Throw the gun away.
Oh, right? Okay, and your gun harmlessly sinks to the bottom of the pool. No. Okay. You grab the pouch, and now that you have your hands on it, it is a bloated and partially rotted leather pouch.
Gross.
And as you lift it out of the water, there's kind of like a clattering of inside, kind of sounding like rocks bumping against each other.
Scarab and swims back to the shore.
Okay.
Yeah,
you
drinking water.
He's trying not to. Don't breathe at all. Don't breathe at all. You might yak.
Stinky.
Okay, yeah, you swim back to the shore and you pull yourself out with your new prize in hand. You want to take a look inside?
Tricky, what is this?
It drops the bloated sack on the ground.
Tricky shoots it.
Yeah. Tricky got a new gun, everybody. We went shopping between episodes. That's why it took so long.
It's like in the Zora's domain where they've got the shops at the bottom.
Yes, please be shops at the bottom. And just some old dwarf that's been standing there for like a million Dark Soul years.
Yeah, well, I've been here 50 years.
Really be careful.
Hey, don't get too many of your kind around here.
You look in his shop and it's trash. He has nothing.
You mean Yolecha 2.0?
It's she had fancy gorgeous water.
It's true.
Fancy water is good. There would be like one special item.
That would be what the special item is down here. Well, you can drink the poop water, or I got fancy water right here.
Rootmore, I'm fine. This shop sucks.
You're boring.
Drinking poop water.
As you open up that rotting leather pouch, you can hear it now, the small tinkling of what you thought sounded like rocks, but it's actually a series of small gemstones.
His eyes light up.
There are 12 of them in total.
Wow. Most
of them are an assortment of quartz, jasper, and agate. 11 of them that you assume to maybe be worth somewhere in the ballpark of about 5 gold for the lot of them. But one of them, the 12th one, is larger, easily 3 times the size of the smaller ones. And the smaller ones we're talking about like this big. That's like a quarter of an inch. Really small stones. Less than a quarter of an inch. Sorry, like an eighth of an inch. Like really small stones. And then the other one is probably about a half inch. And the half inch stone is a great alternative title for a Harry Potter book. It is a small, smoothed, round black stone that as you look at it kind of gives off a like smoky interior.
Whoa, mama!
If you look at Scarab, his eyes are watering. He's just found the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, baby.
As you are looking at this one stone in particular, it almost, and you're not quite sure if it's a trick of the light or lack thereof, but it gives off this faint and flickering green glow.
He's gonna grab a rag off his side. He has like a cleaning rag. He's not gonna use this to clean these stones. He's gonna use it to grab that one and pull it out and turn to the group and examine it and hold it in a way that they may also examine into it.
Because what is this?
Yeah, I need let's do either Arcana, Occult, or Crafting.
I've got a strange feeling this is important, so I'm going to use my episode PP.
Okay.
Whoa! Oh, craft the hell out of that.
I'll use Occultism.
I'm going to roll my... that new die for my mama as well.
16.
On Occult?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A 21.
21.
Crafting.
Okay. With your crafting check, you estimate that this gem on its own, while the other 11 together might be worth about 5 gold pieces, this is easily on its own worth 4 times the lot at 20 gold pieces.
Wow.
You can also tell that there's an unnatural element to its craftsmanship. You know that it is magical, though you're not quite sure of what kind. And Monet, with your occultism adding in, all of you are able to piece together that this is a fear gem.
Ooh, I heard of these.
Is it in the list?
Is it a consumable or something you slap on?
It is a consumable.
Delicious.
That can be affixed to a weapon. For 2 actions, you can activate a fear gem. And when you activate it, you can make a melee strike. If you hit and deal damage, then the target becomes frightened 1 or frightened 2 on a critical hit. If you have the Intimidating Strike feat, which I don't think any of you do, but if you had it, that value would increase by one for both respectively.
Oh, that's cool.
So. Oh, is that, not to be a rude boy, but is that, would that be an issue for Rootmore?
No.
Striking fear. Well, I mean, you're striking fear into your enemies. That's pretty, that's got to be good for Torrent.
Yeah, Rootmore just can't lie, and he has to be proud of his craft. That's pretty much Rootmore's thing.
Rootmore, I could affix this to your weapon, I think.
Sure? You want to sell it for 20 gold?
20 gold is good, but look where we are. We're in hell.
10 gold, actually, because of your comedy.
I'll give you 50 for it.
Comedy.
This is hell. We're deep underground. Sure, I like that. You probably like that too. Hell, all of us. This is kind of our place, right? But there's no good way out. So we're in hell. I want to put this on your weapon, and I want you to make you strike good, boy.
You more strike hands good, boy.
Can I?
I don't know where I was going with that good boy stuff. But.
Can I get the other gems?
Oh, you can just do assorted gems worth 5 gold pieces.
Unless I can't, if you want to play by the rules of like, I don't think this is a common.
It counts as a talisman. And there is an action for affixing a talisman. I think it takes 10 minutes.
And what's it called again?
Fear Gem. Mm-hmm. Yes, 10 minutes to affix a talisman.
Yeah, I'd have
so
to take
So you had plenty of time because they've got... They're still... This is all within the span of their 30 minutes combined. 10 for Monet, 30 for Rootmore to get everything done. So I'll say in that time frame, while he's taking care of himself and Tricky, and Monet's taking care of herself... You're able to find these things, and you... Did you want it on your hammer, or... Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so you'll take 10 minutes. Give me a crafting check just to make sure it goes well.
22.
Okay. Where do you want to affix it? Flavor-wise.
Ooh. Flavor-wise, let's see. I think at the very bottom of the hilt...
In the pommel?
Yeah, just the very bottom, since it's rounded.
Yeah.
Be a nice little round touch.
And it'll be the first thing that they see before the hammer comes down.
Yeah.
Flavor-wise, you could put it on... Is it a double-headed hammer or is it a one-sided hammer?
Be the last thing they see.
I was going to say, flavor-wise, you could put it on the back head of one, and then when you want to activate it, you could just turn the hammer around.
Hit them with it.
Oh, that's cool. I like that. Yeah. We'll do that. Yeah, we'll
hit them
that.
With the stone.
I mean, it gets used when you use it anyway.
Yeah. They're only scared because they're like, why did he hit me with that stone?
He's smashing me with a precious gem?
He made a point to turn that thing around. That was weird.
Yeah, because it is a consumable.
You spent a whole action to do that.
It's 2 actions to activate. So you would activate, and then you have your 1 to attack.
Well, the 2 actions, the attack's included.
Oh, okay, perfect. That's never mind, sick. I'll shut up. You're right, it is, yeah. Activate, 2, you activate, make a melee strike. Cool.
Save that for a big guy. Don't use that on any small bugs or nothing.
He stops swinging.
Just then a small rat scurries by.
Oh, sorry.
Good job finding this gem. Consumes it immediately.
Fear me, cave cricket.
Alrighty, so everybody's all healed up. Scared of the crafting goes... Beautifully. You carve out a small niche in the hammer and you affix the gemstone using the scraps in order to form a like makeshift clasp to hold it in place.
It's adorable. Is everyone feeling okay?
Pretty oh, good. Yeah.
A little hungry, but pretty good. Ah, what are all those?
Pointing at the gears and shit.
Go look, buddy. Go
oh,
look.
Okay.
I'm right behind you.
Puts himself in front.
Scarab is going to get on Tricky.
I guess you can go in front and then walk backwards.
Right behind you.
Oh, Cody, we're too big. I was like, wait a minute.
You are too big.
Oh, whoa.
I mean, I'm cool with it if you give Tricky 20-foot reach.
You're fixed now. I accidentally had Tricky as a 9x9.
I'm so cool with
it. No, you sorry, 3x3.
Not
a 9x9. No.
He is a room.
I can build a house up here!
Oh, that's wonderful.
Okay. So you guys move into the chamber.
And no marking, no writings?
No, though the walls as you move further in become more and more intricate. There's a series of lines, very sharp right angle designs that form these geometric patterns going along the wall. They start off kind of spread far apart, and as they get closer to the door, they seem to like coalesce into almost like a some kind of strange grid-like pattern. You don't know that it has any like particular meaning or anything like that. It seems like a very intentional choice to make the doorway itself seem special, or at least a focal point of the room in front of you. Looking up and down these like giant gear columns, you can see they're like 40 feet tall, a series of interconnected gears along a large drive shaft that rotates slowly in place with each heavy clunk and hiss of steam. The steam itself being released from several valves, just kind of periodically placed among each spire. You can see now that in front of the gear to the southwest, there appears to be a lever of sorts. You can see another lever placed just in front of and off to the side of the large set of doors. And as you enter the room, you hear what sounds like a slow building chorus of whimpering and moaning.
Human-like. Well, not human, but vocal.
Yeah, vocal. You hear like a... It starts off slowly at first, kind of just like a...
Look, dude, I'm...
What?
Gross. This is either, like, I've seen this door before. This is either Resident Evil with Lisa Trevor, or this is Little Nemo and King Morpheus is trapped. Either way, we're going to have to go through this door.
From behind the gears slink creatures from the shadows.
Oh, no!
These creatures at this point are now familiar as two Festrogs. Hideous, undead creatures covered in festering boils slowly begin to emerge from the dark, one on either side from each gear, and also from behind them, immediately punctuating the sad sobbing is a hissing screech as two ghasts filter out from the other side of the columns.
Ghasts?
Yes, you've seen these before in the graveyard as well. They leapt from one of the one of the caskets. A very agile and nimble ghoul with long, sharp claws, sharp teeth, and a grotesquely long tongue that lolls out of their mouth. And one more creature crawls out from the shadows as well. This one, slowly dragging its scaled belly on the ground, is unmistakably an undead kobold.
Oh.
Gross.
We're back to zombies.
Roll for initiative.
Here we go.
One thing I wanted to ask when we walked into this room, is any signs of Droskar or Torag influenced art or whatever?
I'm sorry, Droskar influenced,
if it's Droskar
depictions
or
of Droskar? No, no iconography, okay. No depictions, nothing that says
good for them
yet.
Good for them.
It kind of seems like this room was more of maybe even a celebration of the technological marvel of the door and gears itself.
Okay. Look at this door.
Yeah, so look at our cool... This is my cool door room. I do need to draw something really quick.
Take your time. I'm going to go pee.
Where?
My peanuts!
In it.
On the computer. On your shoulder.
Yes. Me too.
I'm so excited. I'm feeling it today.
It's good. It's good to be back.
Yeah.
It's good to be back.
I'm excited to fight.
I haven't been able to scream in a while. And as we discussed, it feels good to scream.
You can always scream at home.
Yeah.
I know you know that.
Oh, I do. Yeah. It's just like the energy needs to be right.
Yeah.
The energy needs to be there. And there are times when like a song is hitting and I pull up to the house and I'm just like in that mode, but I just haven't been there in a while. And that's fine. I've been on other shit.
Yeah.
It's fine, but it's good to scream. It's good to feel that again. Find a play to character that's not this guy. Okay, what were their names again? The creature types?
Ghasts and yeah. Festrogs.
Festrog is the...
pussy one.
The one that's squatting?
Little pussy. Yeah. I think...
or...
I don't know how well the icons come in, but you can zoom in on them. And you can see a little better. The Festrog has, like, blistering sores on it. And the Ghast
ready
is...
to pounce.
I should have got a more zoomed in picture of the Ghast, because they got cool faces. I could totally do that while Imad's gone.
I like how the Festrogs look like your grandma's about to knit you something. Because they got the circle on top of the picture.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like a,
I don't know why. For some reason when I did the token of that one, and this is an old one. It's in my like uploads section.
That was not me talking shit. I just think I want my my grandma to come back to life and knit me one.
Yeah. Oh, are you talking about embroidery?
Embroidery, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, or needlepoint. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't think you were talking shit. I just think it's... I don't know why it didn't... normally, it'll cut it automatically. It'd just be like, everything outside the circle doesn't exist anymore. But for some reason on that one, it didn't. I think it was also...
feet. They got to show the feet for free.
I think it was also thinking of grandma.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know what? No, not this time.
So, Alicia, have you ever done embroidery?
Mm-hmm.
I think... because that picture of the wizard that's up behind us, the fiery wizard.
Yeah.
That's embroidery, right?
Yep.
That's just a big-ass embroidery. I love that shit. I think. Right?
It's cross-stitch.
Cross-stitch? Yeah. Cross-stitch embroidery is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes! Learning. Trying to keep in brain. Yeah, I did say knitting in the hopes that you would lessen me up.
Lessen you up.
Okay, here's a little bit... closer image.
Big old hand now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you can see him a little better.
Okay, he looks kind of cyber.
Yeah, they look sick.
Definitely an ethereal being.
Yeah, with all the little bits of flayed flesh coming off of them.
Strange.
Very cool creatures.
Strange, unnatural.
All right, we still recording, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool. Go ahead and give me your initiative, Scarab.
That is going to be a 26.
Okay. And Monet?
21.
Very good.
And Rootmore?
31.
Wow. Rootmore.
Hey, I'm real sorry, but I can't hear myself. I sound stuffy in my head. Like it sounds like I'm talking like I got stuffy. There we go.
That better.
Yeah.
That better.
That better.
You know when you got like, when your ears are stuffy?
Yes.
And everything's just like, blah, 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 blah. That's what it sounded like.
Yeah, it's gross. Don't like it.
I can hear the rest of y'all clearly.
All right, Rootmore, you're first.
Oh my god.
As they climb out of the shadows, they seem ready to spring into action. The Ghast letting out a piercing scream. But you're just a bit faster.
You got it to Rootmore.
Gross. Let's do a...
Rootmore, those are bad guys!
Oh!
And he runs forward.
Maybe we should talk to them.
Yes, exactly. Exactly what I'm thinking.
Would Rootmore be able to reach this lever standing a catty corner?
Yes.
Okay.
You're just gonna go pull a lever?
No, not right now. It would be kind of funny.
Quickly, let's make this a boss fight!
Just
let's make it worse. More enemies! This isn't enough!
We've already fought these guys. Boring!
Renegade Rootmore.
He runs forward.
I don't have time for this.
15 feet. And then he turns to the spry zombie looking dude to his left or right.
Well, which one is it? The one that's 10 feet away or the one that's 15 feet away?
Stage left. See.
The one 10 feet away.
Okay.
I'm sorry, 15 feet.
Okay, east. The one to the east.
Yes.
Okay.
East.
Yes,
and
stage
he
left.
Fires a divine lance.
Okay. Roll the hit.
These dudes nasty. They kind of look like Lickers from Resident Evil.
Mm-hmm. I love their design. They're so cool.
25 to hit.
That is a hit, not a crit.
That means you get to hit Cody.
That's
Throw a rock at him.
And that one's Festrog number 2, as he is affectionately referred to.
4d4 spirit damage coming.
Don't forget to ask that guy who he works for.
12 spirit damage.
12. Okay, as your divine lance strikes the creature, you can see its holy light filling its body, and it immediately begins to writhe, and that sobbing, crying sound turns into a wretched scream. You feel like your attack was extra effective.
Yes!
Ooh. Wow.
Super effective, some might say.
Pokemon style. That's it for Rootmore.
Big, makes big sense.
Okay. Well, Rootmore, right after you, as you launch this lance into this creature, you can see, or not you, but the other two can see, as this kobold pulls the lever next to him.
Oh.
Uh-oh. You almost did him a favor.
It does a grinding, clicking noise before it lands with a heavy thunk on the opposite side, and you hear above you a shing before you hear. Just in time for several swinging blades to slice through the air, whistling at both of you. Rootmore, you are out of the way.
Oh, God.
But the pendulum blades go right for Monet and for Scarab. I need...
Felicia's shaking her pee-pee.
I need a reflex right save from both of you.
I'm going to use
and
my...
And Tricky.
I'm just going to...
Yeah, that's fine. I was reaching out instinctively for your pee-pee. Since we're married.
Oh, yeah. My God. It doesn't get old.
That's the noise the sides make as they fall towards your party.
We're chill. Slink.
I don't like this.
I ran forward so that they would pile onto me. I didn't know there was going to be a fucking trap.
Look at Rootmore only caring about himself. Oh, I'm going to get out of the way of the blades.
Those greedy, greedy dwarves.
Well, the better initiative.
Those dwarves are so greedy.
I'm missing a set of dice.
I get to open all my dice boxes.
Emad, have you seen one of these around?
No.
I'm missing the ones that Justin and Margarita got us.
Huh.
One of the drawers, maybe?
Scarab, what'd you get for you and for Tricky? Okay. Cover that while Felicia's rummaging it.
Tricky gets a 27.
Okay.
Scarab gets a 23.
Okay. Half damage for both of you.
Okay.
Sorry, y'all. Cody stole my dice.
Hey, I'm entitled to half those dice.
yeah, my PP, I...
She won't bring up! She won't bring up!
21.
Okay, half damage. Half damage for all three of you.
Ooh, big damage! Don't instead.
That'd be 12 points of slashing damage.
That's the half.
That's the half.
Jeez, wow. See? Screw that, man.
So this row of swinging blades that seems to cover the entirety of the center of the room swing down and slice by. You're just barely quick enough to get out of the way of the front of the blades, but not quick enough to fully avoid them as they slice by. They whiz by, slicing into each of you, and as they go past, you see... Following them along, they go up to the opposite side of the ceiling, and as they reach the apex of the swing, they ka-chunk, lock in place.
Oh, so you can just ding-dong, yeah, ding-dong.
You need to die!
Shoot her!
Die again!
Shoot her!
And that is it for the kobold's turn. Up next is the Festrog to the west.
Oh, Emma, real quick, do you have post-it notes?
Sort of.
Something sticky that I can... Because I don't want to forget my my banner that I've got on Tricky will help us with will saves and things against fear. And I just don't want to forget about. And I was like, hey, maybe some post-it notes on the back of my monitor will help. I can
have to get back to you. I don't have any.
No worries. I'll try to remember and grab some from someplace for free. I don't know, not theft. Look. Look.
What the flesh man doing?
I was waiting. And thinking. That's not all on you.
Save me from the police.
The Festrog, upon seeing Rootmore's holy light, his wailing also turns into a screech, and he places his hands over his eyes as he begins kind of like floppily sprinting, and he sprints towards Scarab and Tricky, 10 feet to the north. And as he approaches, he like semi-leaps towards you, hands still covering his face, and his jaw unhinges as he goes to bite you. Does a 24 hit?
Yes.
Okay. 8 points of piercing damage.
Oh, immune to piercing damage.
Oh, of course.
Oh, that's cool.
Silly me. Thanks.
Oh, that's right. I remember.
Thank you, everyone.
As you feel this thing's rotted, twisted teeth clamp down over your armor, just barely begins to pierce through, and then with its last action, its head begins viciously swinging back and forth, attempting to savage the bite it just landed as it begins to feast on you. It will do a little more damage here. 3 points of slashing damage. And as it begins to draw your reptilian blood forward, you kind of see it begin to, like, form into wispy tendrils that seem to move towards the creature, like it's absorbing your blood. And that is it for that one's turn. So now it is the Festrog to the east, who struck Rootmore, or who was struck by Rootmore.
I don't remember that.
That one, after reeling back, its skin still smoking and sizzling from the holy energy you poured into it, is going to do the same to you, where it's going to sprint towards you and leap to the air, attempting to bite you.
Ew.
23 to hit.
Miss.
Okay. As it closes in, attempting to bite you, you bat it away, stopping its assault. And as it lands in place again, it spins around wildly, flailing an arm, trying to slash at you. Ooh, that's a good one. With the reduction, 25 to hit.
Yeah, okay. I was looking to see what it's called. Reactive shield. It's going to use his reaction to raise his shield, bringing his AC up to 26.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay, same as before. Like, you just shoved him aside the first time, and then as he wheels back and goes to slash, you're ready for his onslaught, and you whip your shield up in time, and you can hear the screech of bone crunching on metal as it swipes against and its nails break.
Made me shiver. I don't like...
Yeah, you're welcome.
Think of nails being bent backwards. You ever, you know, when you're clipping your nails and they go, they kind of bend a little bit?
No, because I don't do that. I don't clip my nails.
I've got...
No, that's...
I'm
careful when I clip my nails.
Well, like, I've got some... I need to throw them away. I've got some really old, trashy nail clippers that aren't sharp enough.
Yeah, we've got a pair like that, where it basically just tears.
Just fucking...
That's why I don't have my long nails anymore, because they bent backwards.
I use toenail clippers for my fingernails just because they're thick and sturdy, and I know that... Yeah. Not my fingernails are thick and sturdy. The clippers are thick and sturdy, and I know that there won't be any weird bendy mishaps. That thing's going straight through my fingernails because it was made for thicker things. That is it for that Festrog. Oh, dang it. I forgot to draw something. This is my bad.
A dragon.
No, there's another lever.
Okay, that's a little bit cheap. She says antagonist. Never mind.
Let me double check something.
Hey, if the pendulum's come down again, it's going to hit that zombie next to Scarab.
It's true.
Is it attached to me, though?
No. I mean, no. You're not grappled. Flavor-wise, yes. He is, like scoring into your arm, but not mechanically.
Okay, good. This pendulum trap is Rootmore right next to it.
You are
5 feet away.
Yeah, can we see if you where move the back,
if you go north 5 feet, then you're... Yeah, let me give you a better visual for that. We're talking about...
It's 4 by whatever this is.
I'm trying to think of what tool I can use here.
You can just draw
it. Use a rectangle. Yeah, you're right. I can just freehand a thing real quick.
4 by 9 space.
There's the area that's affected.
Damn.
Okay.
Okay. This ghast is going to look on at everything that's going on, and he's going to turn to his right, and he's going to kick that lever into place. And as he kicks that one, you hear a new sound. A sound from above that sounds like... And then, as you glance up, if any of you glance up, you can see that there's a series of holes in the ceiling that have now... Something has locked into place that gives off a glint in the light before a series of metal rods get flung down towards you. This one is an attack roll, and it is ranged.
Okay.
So this is going to affect in the same square everybody as well. So this is... I'll start with the Festrog just to see. That's going to hit him.
Okay.
And that's Festrog number one. And he's going to get hit. Let me just... I'll make a little mark here, and then I'll roll the damage for everybody, okay? Monet, that one is a miss against you.
Ooh.
Scarab, that one misses you. And that one misses Tricky.
Okay.
So All of these poles just kind of like crash and clatter, some of them bouncing off of the stone floor, a few of them embedding in cracks in the floor. And one of them impales the Festrog that was attached to you, Scarab. You see the pole come down quickly, and it impales him in his shoulder, going partway down, almost like it would pin him to the floor, but it holds his body now at an awkward angle as his shoulder and thigh are now connected by this metal rod.
Yeah.
And he is going to take some damage.
Yucky.
Glad I didn't get hit by that.
Yeah.
Gotta get out of this square.
Mm-hmm. I wish that Cody would let us have our turn.
One of these days. Oh, I'm sorry, skipped you. No.
Well, you guys are welcome, as he takes 18 points of piercing damage.
Glad I didn't take that damage. God. I'm very grateful.
Very big.
I'm humbled by this experience.
Actually, was that the right one? Yes. Yeah, 18 points of piercing damage. He was previously unharmed and is now very much harmed. Then, with the ghast's next action, it is going to move.
I thought that was the one that Rootmore shot.
Huh? No, the one Rootmore attacked is the one next to him.
The one that's in the square currently is the one that took the piercing damage.
I see. Okay.
The ghast that kicked the lever is then going to sprint forward up to you, Monet, with its second action. And with its third action, like the others, it is going to charge forth. It's going to drop its arms, lowering the blade in its right hand, and it's going to unhinge its jaw and attempt to bite you. But maybe it's because you're on high alert from the trap that you just avoided, as its jaws snap next to you, harmlessly clacking in the air as a bit of drool flies towards your face.
Ew.
Cover your mouth.
And now it is Scarab's turn.
Monet, go pull that lever!
Scarab is going to charge away from this madness with a cavalier's charge. Tricky will sprint. I'm gonna cut the movement a little bit short, but in his running back to the hallway, he's gonna fire off at the one next to Monet.
Okay, shooting at the ghast.
Yes, shooting the ghast. Ooh, not a good roll. I get plus one with Cavalier's Charge. That's going to be 28 to hit.
Ooh.
28 on the ghast is a hit, not a crit.
Actually, no, that was good. Okay.
Very nervous for a 28.
I was
ghast
misreading.
Is going to use Ray's Shield as his reaction.
I misread, and then I realized, oh, that's actually pretty good.
Dang, I thought I rolled a 2.8.
2d6, come on.
Son of a gun. Nothing new here.
Throwing that.
I need taller walls on my tray. That's going to be... Oh, wow, things went up. Whoa, what's... Did things change?
You've changed.
Well, my weapon's got a D4 for precision on it. I don't remember ever having a D4, an extra D4 for precision. What's that about?
Did the overall other part of your damage change? Or maybe guns just got a buff?
It looks like it might have a D4 buff. Unless that's no. I was gonna say if they're weak to it, but that would be like,
that wouldn't show on your end,
and that would not be a buff.
Do you have any conditions on right now?
I'm fatigued.
That makes you shoot better.
So plus tired. One weapon. Bam. Yeah, plus one weapon striking dueling pistol. Yeah.
Cool.
Well, I rolled a one. That's gonna be. Oh, that's. This seems like rather than getting the. I'm not getting the natural. What was it? It was like plus one before. Where it'd be like 2d6 plus one. Now it's 2d6 plus 1d4.
Oh, okay.
Which
So they changed how the plus one works?
Which is interesting, and I kind of like it a lot because it means more die for me.
It's a gun.
But that's going to be 9 damage.
Yeah, forgive us. We don't keep up with rules changes like we probably should. Like I probably should.
we get Paizo, surprised as we play.
Paizo just took away alignments and stuff as well. As well as D&D doing so. So lots of stuff's happening and I'm just not in it.
There's
not
a lot of things. Like rage is free now. Like when it's your first turn on initiative, it's free.
Reaction
and
rage.
Wonderful. I don't think you get, I need to look at it, but I don't think you get an AC, a minus to your AC anymore.
Yes.
That's good. That shouldn't have happened.
It's crazy. Yes.
Should have never happened.
Well, I mean, you don't get a penalty to it in D&D. Mm-hmm. The stipulation is just that you can't be wearing heavy armor.
It kind of makes you not want to rage, and it's like, let me rage.
I mean,
putting myself in the fire, let me do it.
Depending on how you build the character, you also don't necessarily need to, because like, I've Gots only raged twice. Twice in the whole show for that one, and it was very effective.
But you could rage even more.
Yeah. Now you could do it. And if I could have done it for free, maybe I would have done it every time.
And it's just real fun.
But cinematically, it's really cool that it only happened every once in a while.
No,
I like how you didn't rage every time.
I don't regret anything about playing Gots.
Yeah,
and that was really great. Fun for me. I'm looking forward to playing your next campaign just so I can play something goofy too.
Oh yeah, man.
I think it's Tom Delaney next time. I'm ready to play him.
I got my character. I've got it all in my head.
Good.
Ready to go, baby. All right. So we're running. I'm doing 9 damage. Final action, reload.
9 points of damage, and that's on the ghast, correct?
The ghast, yes. Okay. And a reload, Tricky is going to free action, do nothing because I did Cavalier's Charge. I think. Okay. I'm pretty sure that's how that works.
Yeah, because you're commanding your... Yeah. Okie dokie. I believe and know that it's Monet next.
And it was good.
It was good.
You're Monet.
And then she rested.
Monet is going to move to this lever. Is that fine?
You can move to that lever?
Yep.
Okay.
And she's going to hit it.
Spend an action to pull it. Okay, give me a moment.
Uh-oh. I think it's hilarious.
I thought that was the first one that was pulled.
Nope. This one hasn't been touched. I think you're opening the door.
You are opening the door.
I didn't know. I wanted to do the one that was pulled before.
Bro, it's perfect. It's Monet.
It's okay. He said, yeah, he just yelled out, pull the lever. You see a lever, you went to it, you pulled it.
Well,
it's okay.
I was actively planning on going to the one that was, that dropped the blades. I just didn't know which one that was. I knew that this one was the spikes and I didn't think that it would have any effect because the spikes already fell down.
Felicia, go with it. Monet.
I
love it.
Because
I think
this is
great.
A thing that's in your head. It's if you envision Monet running up to the one next to the other two enemies to pull that one that caused the blades, I'm going to allow that. That's okay. But if you want to play
really,
it as just
really
not being specific instructions coming from your teammate and then just like going off of that, I'm okay with that too.
Just look for what you think would be the most cool and fun. Because I do think it would be really funny if she did just go grab a lever.
But if
that's not what her intent was at all, then I'd think it makes sense for her to do the other thing.
Yeah, I'm on board. Whichever one you pick. And there's no salt with that at all. It's literally just, what did you mean to do?
What I meant to do...
Because I see where you're...
There are 3 of them. It's confusing.
One of them just appeared out of nowhere.
But I mean, part of me... the one on the far right. Yeah.
you blink, open your eyes. It's just a room of levers.
Take the one you meant to go to.
I can't reach that one.
Two actions and then one to pull.
Well, now I feel like I'm disappointed.
No, you're fine.
Man. No.
Only was like, whoop, you're opening that one because that's on the map. But like, you're not necessarily thinking with the map in your head. You're thinking with your mind's eye, as is everybody who's listening. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How so bad if you intended to move for to this, this?
Well, don't answer that question. Because sure, I get that, but I also, and I get like, it's funny because it's Monet, but like in this moment, obviously Monet knew what Scarab was talking about because she also got hit by it.
Yeah.
So like she was like, yeah, I'm gonna fucking slice these guys. And like I get that it'd be funny, but I also don't want to just do it just because you guys are telling me to, because that wasn't what I was trying to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Which I totally understand.
And I was already like, well, I'm doing what Matt told me to instead of what I was planning on doing. And then doing what y'all are telling me to instead of what I decided that I do after Matt told me what to do.
Well, no, I want you to do you.
What would Monet do when Scarab yells that out?
She would go hit the lever that dropped the
because Scarab told you what to do, not Matt.
And you could see it. You got dark vision. So.
Yeah. Okay, then that's what you should do. Okay, so two actions to run over to that one. As you run up, you can see this undead kobold just standing there with one fetid talon kind of like gripping the handle of that lever. It hasn't let go. And then the ghast right next to it, still emerging, draws its blade and kind of leers at you menacingly. As you reach over and grab the lever and pull it, the kobold never letting go, his hand still on the lever with you. And as you pull it, the blades again swipe by and swipe the two in the kill zone.
Yes.
So that's going to be a reflex save from
these no one tendon of the gas. Having. They can't move for nothing.
I don't think you were paying attention.
I know,
attention.
They can jump real high.
Yeah,
all
they
have
jump
is tendons.
Real high.
It's just tendons.
Okay, so for the Festrog.
Achilles who?
That is a fail.
Yeah,
so the
Festrog
is going to take full damage, and the Ghast gets another fail.
Yes!
Hell yeah.
Yeah!
That is going to be the entirety of 66 plus 3 damage.
Wow.
Roll good.
That was a lot of
names.
Hell
yeah.
Yes.
19. Yep.
Bouncy boy's definitely got to be dead. Come on.
Yep, as the blades slice through, you can see this happens at the same time, but one of you sees the Festrog that was currently like biting on Scarab spins around and looks just in time for the blade to go straight through the center of his body, cleaving him in half and flinging him across the room in two different directions.
Gross!
As that Festrog dies.
Schluck.
The Ghast, having a more acute sense of reflexes, attempts to dodge but is too slow as the blade comes through and it lops off one of his arms, sending it across the room. He is still alive, but barely.
Ew.
A work of art! Monet!
Dead, and I'm going to give this guy a status effect as well. No limb.
Limbless.
No
little,
limb.
Little cross
that,
line there.
That tube is his limb?
Yeah.
None of it.
His stump.
Limbly.
All right. And that is it for Monet, which means it is the other Ghast's turn. The one that pulled the knife out menacingly as you approach watches almost with glee as you pull the lever. He takes the dagger up to his long, grotesque tongue and drags it across the blade, drawing a thick Icarus blood from his own mouth before he lunges forward at you, attempting to bite you.
Weirdo.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a miss.
25.
I'm going to go ahead and say that it's a miss.
But,
nice.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. It's not a 25. That's 27.
What if we just said that's a miss?
Okay, so that is a hit. So this is going to be some things here. I'm going to use this die that Justin and Margarita got me here real quick.
I hope they cursed you.
That is 11 points of piercing damage.
Rootmore's going to use a reaction.
No, he can't.
You already used it. Your reaction.
11.
Yeah.
11 points of piercing damage. There is a problem.
Okay.
As these teeth sink into you, these rotted, twisted teeth, immediately you feel the veins in your arm seize up and your arm begins to cramp as a black-looking liquid seems to spiderweb on your pale skin. I need a fortitude save.
Fortitude save? That's with Halid's dice.
I need two fortitude saves.
That's with Halid and Perry's dice. All right. For the first one, we've got a 19.
Okay. And for the second one?
An 18.
Hell yeah.
Okay. There is a moment where you feel a cold sweat pour over you and you feel your limbs instinctively twitch, almost like they begin to lock in place, and you feel your body starting to go rigid, and you feel a wave of panic come over you before you rise against that and you grit your teeth and you let out a shriek of anger and it wards away what no doubt was about to be a very paralyzing ordeal. Also, the black spider webbing from the bite seems to dissipate and fade just as quickly as it began to spread.
Okay.
You feel like two very bad things were about to happen to you.
I really did feel like two very bad things were going to happen to me because I did not roll very well.
Rolled well enough.
Still latched onto you and biting at you, it draws back its twisted arm and swings the dagger towards your gut. Ooh, that's a 24.
Get out of here.
It's a hit.
Oh. Oh my god, I need another fortitude save. I'm sorry. Less damage. This time it's going to be...
Believe in the elements. You're not made of people.
8 points of piercing damage.
That is a 26.
Yes.
Okay. Same as before. You can feel as the dagger pierces into you that there's like this feeling of all of your muscles tensing, but you're still able to hold out against whatever it is this thing is trying to do to you.
Ew!
You took down that damage, yeah? Eight. Points? Yep. And I do have one more action with him.
I think he could use a little rest. I'm sure his arm's kind of tired. I think you should take an action to pat himself on the back for good work.
What is his speed?
Bend thy knee. Take a moment.
Tie your shoes, they're untied.
Bro, where's your speed
take
at?
Take a breath.
Where your speed is, bro? There we go. Okay. Immediately after the flurry of the gas attacks, it is going to retract its teeth and the dagger, and it's going to drop almost to the ground. You can hear like a bit of a crunch and snap as its joints pop and twist, its legs coiling into an unnatural shape before it springs 15 feet through the air, past you and further into the room.
I wish I could do a reaction stomp.
And it lands with a skid and a spin right next to the corpse of the Festrog.
He's gonna start eating.
He's gonna feed!
And...
Gross.
Yuck!
That's the end of round one. Round two begins with Rootmore.
Get away from me! Rootmore swings his hammer at this nasty rubber band zombie next to him.
Pull the final lever!
Regular old... Give me a second, man. Give me a second. Regular old swing. Here we go. Come on now. Give me this big old hammer, bing bong. 21 to hit.
Ooh. 21.
21 against the Festrog. Is a hit.
Yes.
2d10.
And this is bludgeoning.
Bludgeoning. 10 bludgeoning.
As your hammer collides with the creature, it hits several of its pustules, popping them and sending sickening goo spattering in either direction, but importantly, not at you. As its grotesque bodily fluids hit the floor, there is a faint sizzle and crackle on the stonework beneath your feet.
Ew!
And it still stands.
Get away from me! Rootmore runs away towards the lever for a second action, third action, reaches and pulls the lever. That looks like fun!
Okay, once again, ka-chunk! As the blades come slicing down at the one that already lost an arm, this is a reflex save from him. That is a success, half damage on 66 plus 3.
Still might kill him.
Put him out. Still might kill him.
God!
Put him out.
Yep, and still reeling from the first swing. The second one, just as he turns back to face y'all again, the blades come from behind, and he looks up in whatever face you can describe as a ghoul's interpretation of abject horror before he, too, is sliced in half and strewn across the floor.
Dark Souls! Dark Souls, bitch! You showed me where the button was. I'm going to push it on you, fool.
Beep, 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 beep.
Screw That's you. It.
Okay. Beautiful turn, Rootmore.
Yeah.
Also, now, I would like to point out, there are currently three hands on this lever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Turn.
The kobold just stares at you. Lifelessly, obviously. Oh. But he stares... Slackjawed, he doesn't seem to react to y'all. He just is there with his hand on it. And he, on his turn, he goes to pull it. And he pulls it with y'all's hands and the blades again. No one's there this time, but he releases the blades and they swing again through the air and they clink harmlessly up on the ceiling above.
This is just his job. Rootmore drops his hammer to do that because he's holding his shield. And his
okay. So thank you for being honest. Ground. I'm going to put a symbol on you. It is ignore the fact that it looks like death. That just means you don't have a hammer.
Okay.
It's a good sign, I promise. So we're going to move on past the kobold back to the Festrog you just ran away from. And I don't think that one's done with you. And so it's going to slowly turn.
Picks up.
That's why I kept the shield, idiot! Get away from me!
And it's going to do just like before. It's going to let out a sad, moaning wail. And it's going to run at you with its jaw unhinged and try to bite you. Ooh, oh, I thought that was a natural 20. It was
no,
not.
Get out of here.
It was not. It was not. 22.
22. Miss!
Okay. It's going to try to bite again with its third action. Nope. Same roll. No go.
Damn.
So yeah, it just chases after you. Its jaws snapping harmlessly in the air. Maybe you're holding it back with your shield as it's trying to bite over the shield and you still, you know, hand is still on the lever.
Did you move?
Go 5 feet north.
I'm going to move him right now. I'm sorry about that.
I wanted to make sure that the internet didn't die.
Just move up a little bit. Just go north a little bit. Just tiny bit.
Oh, dang it. No, I didn't. Okay. Scarab, here go.
Beautiful work, compatriots!
Scarab does another Cavalier's Charge. They're going to run 70 feet down towards directions. The east side of the room.
Mm-hmm. The southeast opposite, lever.
The opposite of the other levers that have been pulled willy-nilly. And in that charge, he's going to fire at that the ghast that looks like he's about to do some feeding. We're going to do a shot at that fool.
Yeah.
Pull him up. No, he dropped his die again.
Three times in a row.
Every turn.
I need help.
You want a die tray?
He's using a die tray.
I'm sorry, a die tower.
We should just get you one of those big paella pans, and you can use that as a die tray.
I need a walk.
Yeah, yeah. Need a walk.
Fancy free baby. If the last one wasn't a crit, boy, oh boy, this one
might be.
Math. 37 to hit.
Wow.
You're rolling a 20-sided die, right? Not a 100-sided die?
20. I get a plus one for charging.
That makes all the difference.
I rolled a 19.
36 is reasonable. 37, that's outright. That's a crit, my friend.
Yay!
Yes, finally.
No, it's not a 20. I'm sorry. I got excited.
Artificial crit.
An unnatural crit.
Adjusted.
Abomination of a crit.
When I hear natural 20, I think the opposite is artificial. So I think of food, you know, like artificial flavors.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be 23.
Okay.
Pretty good.
That's 23 damage.
Pretty good.
That's better than what I can do.
Yeah, your shot rings out, and as it goes through the room, it pegs him right in the top right shoulder. And you can see that the exit wound must have been ridiculous. From where you're standing, you can't see. You just see the hole you made, but there is immediately a spatter of black on the wall behind him, which is, mind you, what is that, 10 feet away? 10 feet away, a spattering of black, and his arm begins to sag like it's been disconnected.
What's it called when the bullet exits the wound?
Yes, exactly. I just had to ask it out loud, and then I knew the answer. Anything else?
Trying to see if I was to demoralize him right now, I don't think that would run into my next turn. I'm trying to figure out how I can check on demoralized. Is that feats?
No. Actions?
Yeah, it'd be an action.
Well, if you click on demoralize, where is it? If you click on intimidation, it'll show you demoralize.
Yes.
Demoralize would make him frightened. I'm not good at that. What if I did...
I need to intimidate more. I've got a plus 13 intimidation.
That, it's good stuff. If you make him frightened, man, that's some good stuff. And I don't know. I don't know how much that would work on these guys. I don't know. I don't remember. I don't want to remember.
If they don't have a mind, it doesn't work. That's the thing.
Yeah.
If it's mindless or whatever.
Just these. Some of these guys are weird, though. Some of the undead are strange when it comes to mind work.
Yes.
Yeah. I think these guys are kind of sentient because they're pulling levers and shit.
I don't know. That kobold seems pretty empty-headed.
Yeah.
He seems like his one purpose in life is to pull that lever, I can respect. I think we should leave him alive.
Yeah.
Or undead.
Seems cool.
Okay. Yeah, creating a diversion would only matter if I'm, like, about to do something. It ends on my turn. So I'm just going to reload. Just going to reload my weapon. Sorry about that.
Okay. No problem.
That's an action well spent.
Yeah. Yeah, you needed to figure out what you're doing with your turn, and now you know. Monet, it's you.
Okay.
That sounded meaner than I meant it to be. I'm sorry.
But that's funny.
But that is what you needed and what you did.
You can't use your gun unless you reload it, so that's a pretty fucking good action. One of the best actions, honestly.
Greatest action I've ever seen.
Can I do my lightning dash in a diagonal if it's 30 feet?
Yeah, I think the only stipulation is it has to be a straight line, right?
Yes.
I'll let a diagonal be that as long as it's a continuous diagonal, you know.
Yeah.
No Tetris shapes.
Right. So I'm going to have Monet move here.
Oh, I see. Okay,
yes,
so you move northwest, lining yourself. You're lining up the Ghast and the Festrog.
Yes.
The skin of Rudy's beard.
This guy?
Mm-hmm.
The Ghast?
Mm-hmm.
That's 5, 10, 15, 20, right?
Mm-hmm.
25, 30.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, so Monet is going to do a lightning dash.
Beautiful.
And those two.
Is this a save related or an attack?
I'm finding out because it's been a while. Okay.
And then with her fourth action, she pulls the final lever.
Her fourth
open
action.
Open boss door! Open door!
It's a basic reflex save.
Okay, let's do the Ghast first.
Get my class decent.
That is a 23 for the Ghast.
That is a pass.
And for the Festrog, who has a lower reflex, a 13.
That is a
save. Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead and roll damage. Ghast will take half, Festrog will take full.
Get it!
Come on, big damage.
Okay. All right.
Burger Town!
Burger Town?
Murder! Well, Burger Town sounds really good.
That sounds really good.
I think Guy Fieri has a neighboring city there.
Oh, that's going to be the thumbnail for the YouTube episode.
Oh,
Guy Fieri. Burgers.
Don't call this episode Burger Town.
Hey, there's ground meat.
Call this episode Burger Town.
I want to call it Burger Town.
Oh, I'm hungry.
So,
Please title the
Cody
episode.
Feed I us. Let us out of this cage.
Title the episode. I want to call it Burger Town, please.
That is.
Just call it Ground Meat and Burger Town.
16.
16 points of damage. The Festrog will take 8.
Good damage.
No, I'm sorry. The Festrog. Oh my god. Okay.
Yeah, he passed.
I got it now. The Festrog failed, and
yes.
So he takes 16 damage.
Yes.
The Ghast passes, and he will take 8. Both of them are still standing.
Damn.
The Festrog looks the worse for wear. Its body is now contorting unnaturally as the electricity courses through it. It also is smoking slightly, letting off a horrible, putrid, burnt flesh smell. But it still stands, if barely, twitching between the two of you. Anything else on your turn?
Nope, that's everything.
Which brings us to the Ghast. Oh, Ghast. Ghast, Ghast, Ghast.
He gonna have lunch.
He's
gonna
going
to Burger Town.
Lunch.
No, you're not allowed to go to Burger Town.
It's all minced for him. Easy to digest.
You know what? He can't.
No.
He has to be adjacent to a corpse of a creature that died within the last hour. And I am nothing if not an honest man.
Ha, ha.
So instead...
He is going to Burger Town.
He's going to eat root more.
Instead he is going to Burger Town.
Burger Town.
Oh, see, I wonder if that counts.
Redead.
Are we all in agreement that zombies constitute corpses?
Yes.
Does it need blood? Does it need like...
No, it's not blood related. It's just it has to feast on a corpse that's died within the last hour.
I mean, because it's been moving. These aren't... They're not... It's not dead meat.
Yeah,
like, it's been moving.
The conversation of is a zombie
because if it is
already
is it kind of, is it cannibalism to eat a zombie?
Whatever you want, I don't give a shit.
Then yes. The corpse what it's going to do is realize that its prior move it appraises one of the Festrogs that was killed by the swinging axe trap for a moment. A look of purely hyper focused hunger overcomes its undead gaunt features. As it stares down at the corpse, but it's quickly replaced by a look of disgust before it sneers in your direction and then its eyes lock on the kobold, whose hand is still pulling at the lever, its eyes staring featurelessly forward, and the Ghast grins. It sprints to the south 10 feet before it lunges at the kobold itself and begins eating the zombie kobold.
No! I was gonna leave him alive! With his lever.
He's just perfect boy.
I'm gonna do this a little weird, because obviously it's gonna do damage eating it. Normally you wouldn't have to worry about damaging a corpse, but we are gonna do that. So I'm just gonna take the Ghast's jaws attack, and I will roll that damage against the kobold.
This kobold died less than an hour ago.
How do you know?
Because look!
How do you know that?
He's feasting!
How do you know it's the stuff about it? You didn't roll a knowledge check, Emma.
God told us!
It's his intuition!
I'm a cleric! I know undead shit.
Yeah, the kobold is still good, actually. As the Festrog latches
good.
Onto it and begins feasting, it tears a chunk of flesh from the undead kobold. And is devouring it greedily in front of you, and you can see as it does so that whatever unmoving veins this creature had in its undeath begin to pulsate, and the whole creature begins to vibrate as it recovers some HP.
Ew.
Yeah, jerk.
Oh shit, I closed the tab. Reopen that tab. I need it still.
Ugly jerk. Eaton's friend.
Yeah, he's gonna get a good amount back. He recovers 12 points of HP.
That's an ugly thing to do. You don't want to be ugly, do you?
He's ugly. He's ugly. Well, he used two actions to do that. And now that he's feeling particularly emboldened and refreshed, he's going to attempt to bite Rootmore.
How many actions did he use to do that?
Move, consume flesh, attack.
Oh, okay. I thought it was two actions to it.
It is not, and I nat 20'd.
Wow.
Yeah, I need a... He's not named. I don't need a card. That is just going to be a crit. But yeah, look, not rolling it. I'm moving it.
I believe.
At 20.
Damn.
That's going to be a problem. Rootmore, go ahead and give me two fortitude saves here while I roll out my damage.
Emma, okay. do you want pee-pee?
Oh, I've got some...
These both my black eyeball die for this one.
Fuck it, we're going raw.
Good. Okay. 28 for the first save.
Okay, so you are not... Well, never mind. Go ahead with the second one.
22 for the second.
Fine on both counts.
Yes!
However, you do take 15 points of piercing damage. Not that bad. I rolled a 1 and a 2.
That's good. That's good.
15, you say?
Yes, sir.
That's a woof.
Could have been way worse. Could have been 27 if I rolled better.
Oof.
No, not 27. 24.
Ow!
That is its turn. Which brings us all the way up to the top of round 3 with you, Rootmore. Let her fly.
Cut it out! Get back in the danger zone. Yeah, tricky Monet, you got that one. A vicious swing on the one that just bit me. Gross.
Okay. With your fist?
Sorry, you're right. I would have picked that up.
Okay, so spend an action to pick up the hammer.
I'll keep this roll.
That's fine. Yeah. You're fine.
Yeah, so this is going to be all three actions. It's two actions.
Okay, so you reach down as this thing is trying to attack you. You grasp your hammer and you reel up for a vicious swing. Can you score a big uppercut?
That is 25 to hit.
That's a hit, baby.
Yeah.
Roll for damage.
Smash him up.
Come on, big damage, Rootmore. You too. Oh. It's running in the family.
17 bludgeoning.
17, pretty good. 17. Not enough to kill it.
Oh.
But you feel like you knocked half of whatever that creature had left in it out of it.
Okay. Pretty good.
You had a gut feeling. God told you. Man, I really knocked the half out of it.
Okay. That's it.
Okay. That's going to bring it to the kobold zombie. Just as before, it's going to clunk, and you're going to hear the swooshing of the blades as they lock in place. It seems completely unfazed. We are moving into the next turn, which is going to be the Festrog. This thing is on its last leg, and it can't really decide between Monet and Rootmore, so it's going to be looking back and forth and decide. I'm going to say odds for Rootmore, even for Monet.
Even for Rootmore.
Rootmore.
Okay, that is odd, which is Rootmore. So that's going to be a bite at you, Rootmore. 23.
Miss.
Dang. Okay. Check again. He's just kind of thrashing wildly. He's going at you, Monet, with this one. And 18.
That is a miss.
Yep, and I doubt there's a chance he hits on the next one. Who's he going for the third? It's going to be Monet again, unless I nat 20. 17 for a miss.
That is a miss.
Ooh.
Yeah, this guy is cooked. We're going now to Scarab.
The cooked fella, he's been hit
a lot.
He's almost dead.
He's been sliced. He's been burned through electricity. He's been smashed a bit. He's been holied on. Holied all over.
We'll take this chance.
He's also impaled.
Scarab's going to fire at him. Regular old bing, bang, boom.
Boom.
21 to hit.
I'll tell you right now, as you level your gun at him and you pull the trigger, where once his festered, pus-covered head was, now there is just Rootmore. You just see Rootmore as his head explodes. And the Festrog collapses to the ground in a heap.
That's one done!
Let's see.
He had one HP.
Oh my god.
Reload, fire again.
Yeah, dude. Slight cover for the one behind Rootmore.
Yeah,
Very small, getting a plus one to its AC.
This not a big...
Because Rumor's short, otherwise I'd give him full cover.
22 to hit.
22 barely hits.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, kill him.
I don't think this will be a...
You could do it.
Not big if it's not a crit. That's why I got my chance to hit up so high. Because that is going to be 6 damage.
6 damage. He's still up. Closer and closer, though.
Rolled 3 dice and got all 6 right. damage. Boy, oh boy.
Okay, Monet, it's you next. All that stands now is the ghast and the undead kobold.
Okay. Monet will move over to this guy right behind the ghast.
You can make him 25.
Can I?
Yeah, you were right here.
Uh-huh.
This is 5, 15, 20, 25.
Oh, sweet. Thank you. Okay. And she'll flank him with Rootmore.
Nice.
And she will do a 2-action elemental blast.
Beautiful. Lay it on him. Ooh, what flavor? Metal? Electricity? Wood?
Metal.
Oh, yeah.
Slashing.
I'm saying describe. Describe what kind.
Oh.
What it look like.
Yeah. So, well, I gotta roll to hit.
Yeah. Not necessarily, but sure. Go ahead.
I'd like to roll to hit before I describe it. It just seems like it's a bad idea to describe what I'm going to do before I roll and then I miss.
Well, I mean, you don't describe a kill, but you would still... Never mind.
Yeah, I know.
No, I'm not in the mood anymore. Go. Go ahead.
Sorry. I just...
God, read the room.
That's a 30.
A 30? That's a crit.
Is it?
Yes. Nah.
What?
Yeah, it's a crit.
Oh, my God. Okay. So...
Triple damage.
Monet's gonna run up behind him, give Rootmore a little bit of a...
Slap on the butt.
Slap on the butt.
Oh.
No, a little bit of a nod, thinking that she's helping, you know? And then she is going to, like, go to push it, but obviously one of them's a punch because her fist. These metal spikes just grow out of her palms and fist, and she just like impales.
Hell yeah, roll for damage. Shards.
Okay, let's see here.
Yeah, we got this. Just speed run this boss.
Where are you, King Kobolds?
Knock, 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 knock.
Go back to town, buy some bombs, bomb the contraption that opens this door, leave.
18.
Done.
Slashing.
Rumor, you see this ghast is, like, gnashing in your face. That black kobold blood still on its face as it's trying to bite you, swing at you, flail at you, whatever, in a ravenous frenzy. And you see the shadow of Monet dart by. And in the midst of that, these spikes just through the chest of this thing from behind. And it's still thrashing in place, but now it's being held up by Monet. Its feet flailing in the air as it slowly twitches and limps, and what unlife was left in its eyes, that yellow glow that you've seen the entire time you're here, slowly begins to fade before it lulls into a corpse.
Yeah.
And unless you would like to do otherwise, you are out of initiative. The kobold still stands. Every few seconds, it just mindlessly pulls the lever and the blade swing.
Scarab's gonna wait. Well, I'll just say it plain out. Scarab would wait for those blades to stop swinging for a moment. Mm-hmm. Go to the kobold. Yeah, he would go right up over here. Put his gun against the kobold's head and look to Rootmore.
Any prayers for the damned?
I think we should name him Steve.
Oh!
I was
gonna
say,
my God!
In the meantime, Monet has like a piece of chalk and she's like trying to She's trying to, like, you know, like, she's put the piece of chalk on top of the lever, and she's, like, trying to scoot his hand up onto the chalk. So he's just moving the chalk, and then just, oh, no.
Oh, oh, no.
There's blood on her faces.
Just white eyes in the darkness. Blood all over the faces.
And that's it for today.
Steve is dead.
Hey everybody, the Cursed Caravan uses trademarks and / or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. used under Paizo's community use policy, paizo.com/community use.
I wonder if the truck next door picked up.
He doesn't know that you're doing a freaking podcast.
What an asshole!
You truck driver.
Hey, piece of shit, I'm recording something for nerds!
Do you want me to start over?
No, he's a listener.
We're including all of this. that's actually Roy.
Sorry, Roy.
Tracked you down, you son of a bitch.
We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. The Cursed Caravan is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com.
Paizo, let's talk. We got a lot of episodes.
This is true.
It's true. We're somewhat funny.
At least five. The Somebody Cursed Caravan theme music and beat you're hearing right now is written by our very own Scarab Dad, Matthew.
No, see, this time that was Matthew. The last time was Scarab. Scarab told you to do something, and then Matthew made the song on
his phone. I said Scarab Dad.
Scarab Dad.
I think she thinks they're the same person.
Oh, shit.
I said Matthew Scarab Dad.
It's a joke because earlier you said that Matthew told you to pull the lever, but it was Scarab that told Monet to pull the lever.
Yes,
and now,
I realized that it was
I would love to hear what kind of music Scarab makes. Maybe we'll see.
We would like to thank Michael Gelfi for the music that they make. Michael Gelfi Studios, the world reference for tabletop RPG audio. You can find out more about them at michaelgelfi.com, just like you can find out more about Matthew at matthewgelfi.com.
No, sweet boy, go find me on TikTok, sweet boy Toshio.
Oh yeah, check out his art. It's really cool.
Let me plug myself. Go watch Imod. He's killing it over on Bamboo Trauma.
Oh my god.
Yeah. You can check out more of Michael Gelfi. Their Patreon and YouTube links are in our description. Chaos. Along with Matthew's is in our description. His TikTok? Yes? No?
I need to start doing that.
I'm lying. I lied. But you can check out Matthew on TikTok at SweetBoyToshio, and you can check out more of Emod at Bamboo Trauma.
On YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
If any of y'all are listening from my YouTube channel, holy shit. Like, my channel blew up within the past month. I've been posting Project Zomboid videos. I'm getting thousands of views. That's not normal, and I appreciate the hell out of you if you're from Bamboo Trauma. And if you're a listener here that went to Bamboo Trauma, holy crap, I appreciate the hell out of you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, big time. We gotta weed out the people in Bamboo Trauma that love to hear your voice, because Iman does the long plays. He's got good long videos. If they love to hear your voice, you gotta say, hey, you want to hear more of this? You want to hear more of this?
And just watch Emma do ridiculous things.
All y'all that have been around for a while know how much I like to shit on Emod, but Emod is my favorite Project Zomboid YouTuber.
Yeah.
Hands down. So I watch it.
Especially if any of you are fans of the Trailer Park Boys show, go check out. Emod has a couple videos where he roleplays as certain characters from the show. Most notably, Ricky was one of my favorites. He had a video where he plays as Ricky in the zombie apocalypse and how he would try to, you know, just fucking handle it or something, you know?
It's make so Emod blush hour. Make Emod blush hour.
Impeccable editing he does. It's a fantastic time.
Very funny watch.
Bamboo Trauma, Bamboo Trauma, Bamboo Trauma.
Yeah. So do that. Also, leave us a comment on our Spotify, our YouTube, on Emod's YouTube, on Matt's TikTok.
Or just send Emod an email.
Matt, I mean, Emod, what if you just went ahead and pulled up one of your comments from YouTube?
I got one from I got one from Apple Podcasts for our podcast.
Oh, okay, that's exciting. Huh?
This is a five
cease and
star.
Desist.
Yeah, this is a
it's from Disney. Yeah. You can't call yourself the Cursed Caravan. We have a ride called that, kind of.
No, it's not.
We speak of speak none
don't
of
evoke
it.
Evil.
It's not exactly that.
We didn't even know that was a thing.
No, but we got a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts from Coroner Man.
Ooh, Coroner that's Man. Cool.
Yeah. They said, I really enjoy the Game Master's disappointment that her players just won't die.
Hey, thank you. I was very disappointed.
We love that too.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. Wow.
Thank you very much for giving us 5 stars.
Yeah,
holy
that's
crap.
That's awesome. From what I've heard, 5 stars in Apple Podcasts is like a good thing for us.
5 stars in Apple Podcasts means that we get food.
We're not. That's not true. We don't get paid by anybody.
We don't get paid, but we would love to with more 5-star reviews.
I would really like to get food.
And personally, I don't really care, but I think it's very sweet.
I appreciate it.
So thank you.
Thank you very much.
Any thank moment, you for feeling my disappointment.
Thank you for your time.
Yeah. So, leave us comments. Yeah. Right, I'm reading something. Leave us comments and rate us 5 stars on your podcast app of choice, much like Coroner Man on Apple Podcasts. He is number one student. Gold star for him. Or them.
Or 5 of them.
Five gold stars for Coroner Man. Spotify also allows you to rate and leave comments.
Make sure you check your mailbox. They will be there shortly.
Yeah.
On the address you didn't give us. That's okay. Please don't
send
your address.
Don't send your address.
We will find you.
Actually, go ahead and send your address.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you
are. I want your address. Just don't send weird. Anyways, who knows? Maybe one of us will read your comment, probably Emod, on the podcast. Also, if you have any questions, feel free to email us at thecursedcaravan@gmail.com. We can answer those for you on the podcast as well. Any one of us. You could ask for a specific person. That'd be kind of cool if you did that. So do that. All of our contact information is in the description. Thank you for being a traveler on the Cursed Caravan.
Thank you.
Chaos!
What are we calling this? Burger Town?
I want to call it Burger Town.
Oh no!
Sting!
I think we should. Emma, I saw you do it as you're doing it. It's so good. Oh, I think we should name him Steve.
Bam!
It was so good. Oh, I love that. I was waiting for a moment where I was going to maybe interject with something, and I saw you start the move, and I was like, no, he's got this. He's good. And you did not disappoint.
Steve's going to Burger Town.
All good boys go to Burger Town.
All good boys.